This evening at Dawson College, a group of young artists will create works of art in real time in front of a live audience. The event is called Artists in Bloom. It's a fundraiser for the First People's Center Weekend Retreat Project and Youth Theater. Mary DiLiello has been involved with the event for over 20 years now. And Natalia Zaharan is one of the student artists who will be performing, and they are in studio with me. Hello, welcome to Home Run.
Hi.
Hello.
So, Mary, you've been there more times than Natalia. How does the event work?
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having us.
It's nice to have you.
It's a pleasure. And the event started about, as we said, 20 years ago, where 24 artists show up to a room. They're given a blank canvas.
Okay.
And they paint live for 2 hours. And then after the 2 hours, the auction part begins. While guests mingle, have some refreshments, have some hors d'oeuvres, and watch these paintings come to life.
That must be fascinating. Natalia, you're one of the artists.
Yes.
How long does it usually take you to complete a canvas?
Usually, not in an event, it takes several weeks to complete a painting. So a two-hour feat, that's it's quite a challenge for a lot of our student artists.
How do you approach something like that?
Well, our teachers definitely help guide us in the right direction when you show your composition to them. You try to keep it simple, something that's really light, something that's fun, a lot of really clean shapes. But aside from that, it's kind of just you go with what you feel and with your experience.
So what kind of art should people expect, Mary?
It really varies. The artists have been recruited, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so they have time to think about it a little bit, although it's a very busy time of year because they're coming towards the end of the semester. It really varies, and you know, from portraits to landscapes to abstract art. We also have 3D animation. It's something new that we've incorporated in the last 4 or 5 years.
So what do you mean by that, 3D animation?
It's all done by computers. So we've got five stations with five artists putting together a painting all on computer.
Oh, wow. Now, Natalia, have you been practicing or just thinking?
I've been doing quite a bit of thinking, and I think that it's all going to be done kind of by flow this evening.
It's just going to happen. It's all up here. It's going to happen.
Yes, it's pretty much just going to happen.
Have you planned what you're going to do, or are you still waiting to see?
Yes, I have planned what I'm going to do.
You want to tell us?
Well, a quick snippet. It's going to be a winter forest scene, and there's going to be a small cottage that has a lot
of white.
Lit.
That's good.
Yes.
Right? All right, so a little cottage with a fire in it. And just a welcoming beacon. Have you ever painted in front of anyone?
Well, aside from my family and friends, not really.
Well, you don't always have family or friends standing there watching you paint, right? I mean, it tends to be a solitary thing.
It is. Usually, you know, people get snippets of artists and whatnot doing their work, and they usually just end up seeing the final piece. Mm-hmm. But to have it kind of an ongoing thing during 2 hours, it's just people can actually see the process and how it's done, and it's really fun. It's something that not a lot of people get to see.
And they're going to be, you know, nibbling away at canapes and talking and stuff. Do you think you're just going to be totally focused on your work and they won't bother you? Or is it going to be a bit of a distraction to have so many people around and the noise and everything else?
Well, with the idea, knowing that it's only going to be 2 hours that we have the painting to do, I think that my colleagues and I will definitely be focused on our paintings. And it's a little less nerve-wracking knowing that, you know, your friends will be alongside you also painting and
That's true. Or generally, Mary, is the crowd well-behaved? There's no heckling or anything?
No.
Right?
There's no heckling. I would say we get about 175 to 200 people that come.
Okay.
A lot of Dawson community people who also buy a lot of the work, and you can see over the years a lot of the paintings are in their offices. I myself must have at least 8 or 9 paintings in my home.
Now I'm going to ask this as most diplomatically as I can,
but
can they be good?
paintings if the artist has only been given 2 hours?
They
that's kind of like
amazing.
A sketch or something. No, they are amazing.
They are amazing, amazing. They're under a lot of pressure, but they're also, these are second year and third year students. And so, you know, they've been practicing for a long time and they've been studying in the field. Are they all good? It varies, but generally speaking, it's really fascinating to see the results, as you said, after a two-hour period. All the paintings sell.
Well, I was going to ask.
All the paintings sell, you know, 2 hours after the bell rings and we have an auctioneer. It's usually a radio or a TV personality that comes up on stage and auctions every single painting off. It's a great opportunity for the students to show off their work. I also have to point out that they're also giving back to the community and giving their time, and it's a way for them to also help a needy organization, a needy cause.
Natalia, have you ever sold a painting before?
I've sold paintings before, yes.
Okay. How much does one of your paintings usually go for, if I may ask?
Well, it usually depends on the size of the painting, and it usually depends on how much they want to buy.
Okay.
So it could vary.
All right. We won't get any more detailed than that. But so tonight, if somebody, you know, somebody listening to this now, is it too late for them to come to the show?
Absolutely not. It's open to all. They can just come to the door.
And where is it exactly?
It's at Dawson College.
Yeah.
4000 de Maisonneuve, or they can also come in via Sherbrooke or the Metro. And tickets are $20 for adults and $15 for students.
So they come in at what time?
6 o'clock is basically when the students start painting. So if they really want to see the evolution of the painting from the very beginning, I recommend that they come at that time. But if they cannot, they can certainly show up a little later. They can show up just for the auction. If time doesn't allow them, then come early.
So they watch, they decide they're going to buy. The auction, is it pretty cutthroat? I mean, is it, what's it like as an auction? What's the atmosphere?
It's fun. It's exciting. Okay. There's a real buzz. A lot of people bid against each other.
That's
so that
cool.
creates a lot of fun.
How much and how do you pay? Like, do you take debit? Do you take credit cards? Do people have
you
to show
pay,
up with cash?
No. Well, you can show up with cash, but we definitely, you can pay by credit as well.
Okay.
Or by check.
And how much should people expect to pay? I mean, is this sort of great philanthropist paying thousands of dollars, or is it a couple hundred?
But it really, really varies. I mean, I can say through my years working on this event, the most expensive painting went for $1,400. But you can also pick up a painting for $80, $90.
That's
it really
amazing.
Depends.
Could be an artist like, you know, Natalia is up and coming, and years later it'll be worth so much
more. And as I said earlier, a lot of teachers and staff come and support the event. You have also a lot of family and friends of the artists who support the event. And it's also important to mention that, you know, there are beneficiaries.
Well, let's talk about them.
Yes. This year we've chosen two. One is the First People Center. It's for Indigenous students. And in the fall semester, at the beginning of the year, they go on a weekend retreat where they have an opportunity to get to meet each other and get to meet the staff and the teachers, have a little bit of fun. You know, as you can imagine, it's Dawson College is a very, very big institution. We've got 10,000 plus students.
Yeah.
And we've got about 60 Indigenous students that have been identified, and we have a First People Center who is there to help them integrate into Dawson and into our community.
And this is also helping youth theater as well, right?
Yes, it's helping youth theater, which is a nonprofit organization that brings theater to high schools and elementary schools as well. It ranges from the ages of 7 to 17. And they also have a mission that they wanted to expand it to the community.
Okay. Well, this is going to be so much fun, and I wish you the best of luck tonight.
Thank you. Maybe you can make it.
I would like to make it. All right. Thanks so much. That you can see Artists in Bloom at Dawson College tonight. Starts at 6 p.m. Mary DiLiello has been involved with the event for over 20 years, and Natalia Zaharin is one of the student artists who will be creating tonight. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.